views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone. But before we get to those callers, I'd like to start with just a quick reminder. Each month, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, send out a channeled monthly newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. This newsletter brings forth an angelic message on a particular topic that gives others great insights on how to live life with clarity and passion and joy. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And while these messages are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you would like your own individual hour and a half in-depth revealing channeled angel reading with me, either phone me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. The Posse of Angels and I look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights for your life. Now, the Posse of Angels have shared such wonderful messages this month with February's theme of love and forgiveness. And the topic they wish to speak about today is entitled Love of Self. You know, I'd like to start today's program by saying a very happy anniversary to Angel Healing House, as it was 14 years ago that I began the amazing, the miraculous journey that has unfolded for me. Over the past 14 years, I went from hosting meditation nights, holding empowerment groups, workshops. I taught Reiki. I gave Reiki healings and intuitive counseling sessions. Then I started writing articles for magazines, and then channeling and authoring books, then to creating my own Angel Healing House radio program in January 2012. The courage and the faith to create my radio program provided an international platform for others to find me, which then led to many interviews by hosts of radio and TV stations wishing to feature me on their programs. And now Angel Healing House Radio is on, as of January 3rd this year, is on this amazing Transformation Talk Radio global platform. And when I look back 14 years ago, I can clearly see, listeners, that the most important aspect of why all this has been able to occur for me is my love of self. For the first time in 2003, at the age of 48, I allowed myself to make me a priority by focusing on my wishes, my heartfelt desires. And by doing this, I opened myself to receive from the universe the opportunities and the connections for the fulfillment of my dreams. And the Posse of Angels is hearing many of your thoughts. Some of you might be thinking, isn't this being selfish? And the Posse of Angels are chiming in immediately and saying, well, you bet it is. If by one's definition, being selfish is giving to oneself and making one's desires a priority, certainly not to the exclusion of giving to others, but making oneself number one on the list, then maybe one could see it as being selfish. But I prefer to see it as honoring my dreams and my wishes. And then, because of the laws of cause and effect, the universe must also honor me and make my desires a priority. It's very interesting that many times the very people in our lives who tell us that we are being selfish by following our dreams or fulfilling our desires, well, they often have hidden agendas for their comments. For instance, if a longtime stay-at-home mom wants to go back to a fulfilling, creative job that she's passionate about, her family may rail against this, as it may mean that they have to make their own dinners and their own meals, do their own washing, and take turns taking out the trash. Many times when others tell us that we are being selfish, it is because by stepping forward and acknowledging and allowing ourselves to fulfill a desire of ours, this shines a light and illuminates an area for friends and family where they may not be allowing to give to themselves. In some instances, they could be saying subconsciously, who are you to have the courage, the empowerment, the faith in yourself to step forward and follow your dreams when I do not? And instead of family and friends being proud and happy for us that we are nurturing and nourishing our desires through love of self, others may be jealous, envious, and downright critical and judgmental on what we are doing. They may come up with a whole litany of things stating why following our dreams is not a good idea and why it is doomed to fail. Yet the Posse of Angels is saying that people's reactions truly have nothing to do with us and all to do with their own paradigms and programming that they are choosing to live. You know, by practicing love of self, we demonstrate to God and the angels that we are fostering our dreams, our desires, by focusing and taking inspired, passionate action to make them a reality. By doing so, the Posse of Angels is saying that we show ourselves compassion and kindness and nurture who we are. Our intuition and higher self always knows what is best for us, and it connects with us through our heart by speaking to our inner voice or by sending us signs as how to advance to our desires to nurture our dreams. Yet, the Posse of Angels is chiming in and they're saying, although the angels never sleep, and their primary mission is to send humans signs and messages to fulfill their desires, the majority of people push life to control life. And our obvious signs that they keep sending us, they just don't see. They keep doing what makes them unhappy instead of going in the direction that their heart is asking them to go in. In this way, they fail to practice love of self. One of the most amazing examples of this very topic of nurturing and nourishing ourselves through love of self came from a session I had with my client, Howard. Now, this is not his real name, but this client session demonstrated a very clear example of the importance of following one's inner voice. Howard was a nurse, and although he had a beautiful heart and compassionate nature, he desperately wanted to get out of nursing. He said that with the heads of the nursing department telling the nurses not to spend a great deal of time with the patients because it took away from their important administrative paperwork, this was the very reason that he got into nursing, which was patient care. Empathy and compassion was frowned upon. Yet he had no idea what else he wanted to do. When I asked him what he enjoyed doing in his leisure time, he enthusiastically said he couldn't wait for his days off because he loved gardening and tending to his fish pond. Although he loved doing this, he added with a sigh that there was always a deep longing inside of him. When I asked him what this deep longing was, he said, "I long to go to the mountains and just meditate." He said that he'd had this inner voice telling him to go to the mountain and meditate for quite some time. And every time he heard it, he just shut it off by rationalizing that he would not be able to make a living, make any money off of just meditating. Now, listeners, by the way, this is one of the major factors for people to not follow their intuitions because they want to logically and rationally figure out the bottom line financially or the reasons why they should proceed. Howard also felt that he would be letting others down if he quit his job as a nurse. He told me that he came from a long line of doctors and nurses in his family and that it was the expected profession for him to pursue. I told Howard that it's not our role in life to know all the answers. And quite frankly, if we did, what would be the point of incarnating as a human on earth? To truly get in touch with what makes us happy, it is absolutely tantamount to listen to what our heart is leading and telling us to do. Tuning into the Posse of Angels, I told him that he might need to go to the mountain and meditate for several unknown reasons, which would only reveal themselves once he went there. I went on to say that he might meet a soulmate there. Secondly, through silence in his meditations, he might gain greater clarity and direction for his life. And lastly, well, he might connect with another person who would present him with important information that he needed. But we truly do not need to know this. All we need to do is to have faith in our intuitive abilities. That is why they are there and provided for us in order to have faith. When we follow our heart's desires, have love of self, and listen to our inner voice, we are always on the path towards our highest potential. By following the very clear, intuitive voice inside, we let go of control and worry and allow for the magic of life to unfold before us. After our session, Howard took a 2-week holiday and booked a meditation retreat in the mountains. He felt so much more alive and refreshed just being in the beautiful energies of this mountaintop retreat. The workshops he attended were not only enlightening, but it was on his third day that he met Stan. Stan, like Howard, had become fed up with his job in sales and was seeking clarity as to what path to take next. As fate and destiny would have it, both Howard and Stan had an absolute love for gardening. By the end of the 2 weeks, both men had met several times and had excitedly written detailed notes on their new landscaping and water feature business that they would create together. Now, in Howard's case, he didn't have to see the whole staircase before taking the first step. All he needed to do was listen, practice love of self, follow his inner voice, and just go to the mountains and meditate. You know, I've mentioned many times on my radio program that we as humans are all children of God, and as such, come into this physical incarnation as pure intention and can have whatever we desire. But the Posse of Angels is reminding us that it was carefully conveyed to us in our contract of life that we wrote before we incarnated that the how and the when of our intentions manifesting is truly not within our control. Now, in this way, God and the angels can create the most miraculous, limitless outcomes that are for the greatest good for us and the greatest good for all concerned. Before I awakened and remembered this, I recall how much I tried to control and push life for things to happen, and how life was just downright difficult and hard. By practicing love of self for these past 14 glorious years, since my angelic walk-in experience in 2003, I have seen a direct correlation between my supporting, recognizing, and being proud of who I am and my accomplishments, and how others have also supported and recognized my accomplishments as well. Now, love of self is one of those things that can be understood from a logical, analytical perspective, yet this does not mean it will be taken to heart and practiced. Over the past 14 years, through my healing practice, Angel Healing House, I've met many Reiki masters, counselors, coaches, spiritual teachers, and healing practitioners who have come to me for healing sessions. They've carried both emotional and physical illnesses because they were very good at talking the talk about love of self and explaining to others how to live and conduct their lives, but they were not walking the walk and putting their words into practice in their own lives. Now, a great example was a client that I had many years ago in Australia, and her name was Lena. Again, this is not her real name, but she was a well-respected counselor, and she was a relationship expert. She came to my healing practice, and she was complaining that her marital relationship was almost non-existent, and that her husband had lost all interest in her. When I asked how long she had been experiencing this, she said for almost 2 years. She said that her husband didn't communicate with her, and that there was no closeness and no intimacy in their marriage. Well, I started to ask her some questions. Number one, when I asked her how she acknowledged her husband's arrival home from work, she said she was often upstairs in her office and she didn't bother coming down to engage in conversation with him. Secondly, when I asked her what things did they talk about while having dinner, she replied that she read a magazine, talked on the phone with her sister, and watched TV. Thirdly, when I asked what happens after dinner, she replied that every night she brought her husband his coffee into the lounge room, and she would take her tea and go sit in the armchair at the opposite side of the room. And lastly, when I asked her if they ever did anything together, she replied that her husband loved fishing and camping and had asked her repeatedly to go with him, but she always refused and preferred to go shopping with a friend. You know, she later confessed to me that when they were first married, she really did love going on camping excursions together and sleeping out under the stars. Slowly, it started to become very clear that although she was very good at counseling others about how to nurture intimacy in relationships, she herself had systematically shut herself off and disconnected from her husband. I pointed out to her that the end result was a disinterested, disconnected husband. I explained that our reality is a mere reflection of our own choices and behaviors, and these are made as a direct result of the way that we are feeling inside. Now, carefully retracing what had happened in the last 2 years, Lena explained that as a result of a terrible accident within her home, she had damaged her back. And since that day, she'd stopped exercising and had gained a great deal of weight. Depressed by the weight gain, she stopped putting any effort into her appearance. In this saddened state, she lost all interest and had stopped pursuing her creative hobbies, which had previously given her so much joy. In her distraught state, she completely disconnected from who she was and basically stopped loving and respecting herself. I saw that the lack of intimacy or love with her husband was merely a lack of intimacy or love with herself. When asked to be completely honest, she said that her husband had been extremely helpful, supportive, and loving after her accident. But she finally saw that it had been her own actions and perpetuations of self-loathing that had created this divide between the two of them. By concentrating on loving herself again, on her love of self, she slowly honored her health and began to lose the weight. At the same time, she renewed her passion in her hobbies and felt much better emotionally. As a result of the changes and regained intimacy with herself, she was a much happier and a more engaging person. And then, she had a much happier and more engaging and intimate husband. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio, which can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's Tuesday, every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if you'd like to call in to share your views on love of self or to ask a question for the Posse of Angels and myself, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. Our first caller is Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, how are you today? And are you practicing love of self?
Hi, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
And you know what? That's the most important part. You know, we have days where we are practicing honoring and respecting ourselves. And because we are human, there are some days where, you know, we might fall off course. But we can always bring it back to that line of loving ourselves and following our intuition and following our heart. But I know how easy it is to get off track. What is your question for today, Stephanie?
My foot pain has been kind of confusing to me. You know, whereas for a while I thought it was getting better. I started doing acupuncture, and then it got worse, like pretty bad. And it's sort of been up and down. And I don't know if that's because I'm on it more, or if it's like a sign of it healing, or, you know, if there's something else I could be doing to sort of help take care of it, and if they think it will ever get better, like, you know, like full capacity better.
Okay. All right.
Or any other issue with my health. Because I've been getting other pains in other areas that I'm concerned about. And I've been eating so much better, so it's kind of confusing.
Okay, the first thing that they're saying is it is on the way to mending, and it's on the way of to healing, and the reason why the increased pain is because you're putting more pressure on it and you're using it more. Now, this may not be, absolutely, it might not be easy not to do this, but they're saying that the added pressure on it is increasing the pain. I don't know if you'll be able, if you are able to, take the pressure off or not put as much pressure on there. But they're saying that that's the reason why it seems to be getting worse. So their advice, they're putting on their doctor's caps and they're saying their advice is to just keep the pressure off of it. And they're saying, yes, my dear Stephanie, it will heal itself. But because the body is an extraordinary machine, it just is. It knows how to heal itself. But many times we try to put too much, pressure on things, or go about our daily lives and not give ourselves time to heal. Now that might not be possible, all the time, but they're saying just be mindful about putting so much pressure on it. I've only got about 2 minutes left before I got a break, but let's draw some cards for you. The first card is the Six of Wands. Now this is traditionally the victory card. This is the card of some kind of victory. And with your question of asking about healing, they're saying, yes, you will be victorious. Your body will be victorious in healing itself. And you'll be winning your health back. The next card is the Queen of Pentacles. Oh, and this, they have such a funny sense of humor. The Queen of Pentacles is sitting quietly in her beautiful garden. She's not doing anything. She's not working on something. if you just see this card, she's in a meditative state and her feet are certainly not moving in this card. So this is a gentle reminder for you just to sit still. I know how hard that is. If you're a doer and you're an accomplisher like I am, it's very difficult to sit still. But this is telling you that this is going to help enormously. And the next card for you that's coming out is the Eight of Wands. And the Eight of Wands are saying, if you do this in the long run, then it will open up opportunities, which is the Eight of Wands, which is the body can heal itself faster and open up opportunities for you to be more mobile later on. But you have to put in the effort now to not put so much pressure on it. So that's a very cute reading. I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie.
It is. Thank you. I just had one other question about it, is because I've been wanting to exercise and I heard that helps with blood flow, but exercise is hard. On that area, is there any
right
sort of suggestion about that?
Okay, yes. They're showing me Tai Chi. They're showing me there's many things that you can do, like Tai Chi or different yoga moves in standing positions that you can do with your arms or just, your torso or whatever. But your feet remain stable. So try Tai Chi because it gets the blood moving and it gets that flow of that Chi energy in the body. So happy healing, and I'm sending you lots of love.
Thank you so much. And I didn't even think about Tai Chi. I appreciate that.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye. And we are going to break. On the flip side, I'll be taking more callers. Remember that you can call in for a free angel reading with myself, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio, on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back then.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hough has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
You are back with Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we've been speaking about the Posse of Angels and myself, a topic called love of self. And although many may see this as being selfish, the Posse of Angels want us to know that it is all about honoring and respecting our heartfelt wishes and desires, and having the faith and the courage to step forth and follow those wonderful intuitive feelings of ours, not trying to figure them out, not trying to control them, and not trying to push life, but basically follow the signs and follow the messages that the angels always send us. You know, I've had people many times over my years as an angel practitioner and as a healing practitioner say to me, well, the angels do not send me signs. Many of my clients have said this. And I said, they're always sending you signs. They have nothing else to do but send you signs. It's most of the time people are not in the present moment. They are rehashing and replaying the past, and they're worrying and controlling and trying to push the river of life, pushing things to happen in the future, and they fail to live and exist totally in the present moment where, as I've always said, all the magic, the synchronicities, and the miracles of life occur. Let's go to our next caller. We have Sam in New York. Sam, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. And how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Do you practice love of self?
I try to every day. I try to.
Perfect. And try to is the word, just like our first caller, Stephanie. She said, you know, most of the time I do, you know, but like I said, we're all human and we have those days where it may be a little bit difficult to practice it, but just as long as we can always come back to listening to our heartfelt desires and our intentions and taking action towards them. So what is your question today, Sam?
So I have a question. So I got out of a relationship back in August, and I've been taking the past 6 months to work on myself, you know, figure out what I like to do. I did a little bit of like eat, pray, and love traveling the last two trips I took. I was hoping if you could give me insight into my love life and when I will find my soulmate.
Okay. All right. The first thing that they want you to know is that they are very proud of you. The Posse of Angels are nodding their head and they're saying they're very proud of you, because often when relationships break up and we don't see it from a higher perspective, then we tend to blame the other person. We tend not to, see our contribution to the relationship, and And when we are of that higher consciousness, we understand that we brought that person to ourselves to teach us something, maybe to reflect something to us that was not in alignment. And once we then break up and or the relationship becomes severed, then we can then turn the mirror back on ourselves, which you're doing now, which they're very, very proud of you. They're saying that this love of self that you've been practicing has opened you up to see that there were things in the relationship that were perhaps not honorable and not respecting for yourself. They're going into the relationship, there might have been some compromise and settling for less than you so richly deserved. So they're saying, do not seek that love outside of yourself. Keep doing what you're doing, because your focus is to be that which you desire to see in front of yourself. We don't find love by searching for it. We find love by being it. And and a lot of times our romantic soulmates come in with irritation and agitation if we've not done the work on ourselves. So they're saying, and the Posse of Angels really don't like to use any time frames, but I'll ask them in 2017. They're saying in 2017, you will draw to yourself, because of the work that you've done, you will draw to yourself a beautiful relationship. But just keep on focusing on nurturing and nourishing your dreams and honoring yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Do things that create fun in your life. Do things that you love playing at, because you want to keep your vibrational frequencies at the highest level possible. And in this way, you will speak the language of the universe energetically, and then you will be like a beacon of light that will draw that beautiful person to yourself. Indirectly, that's what you'll be doing. You won't actually be searching for love. You will be that love energy, and then you'll be like a lighthouse, which will then shine a clear path for that beautiful love to find you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Sam in New York, who's been eating and loving and praying her way to finding love of self this year. Where did you travel to?
So in December, I went to Germany for like 2 weeks. And then in January, I was in LA for a week. So now I'm trying to figure out where I want to travel to next.
That's what I've been doing. That's wonderful. The first card I love this. The first card that's coming out for you is the Knight in Shining Armor. I love it. Mm-hmm. Now, the Knight of Cups is that knight out of all of them that is the romantic knight. This is that person that's going to be drawn to you because of the energies inside. And it bodes well for a proposal for, if not marriage, it could be a proposal for a partnership or a relationship to happen. So that certainly is confirmation that what you're doing now is going to bode very well. The next card that's coming out for you is the Wheel of Fortune. Now, what you're doing is you are... maybe unconsciously, what you're doing is you're creating that relationship in the future. Every day that you're nurturing and nourishing yourself with fun and play and loving yourself and all of that, then you're working with the synchronicities and the magic and the miracles of that Wheel of Fortune to turn in your favor for a relationship to happen. And And it couldn't be any clearer. The next card coming out for you is the Two of Cups, which is the partnership card. Because you're emotionally giving to yourself, then you will have that partner in 2017. Also, Sam, they want you to they want you not to try to figure this out. Because I've counseled so many people in the last 14 years, and they said, oh, you know, where should I go to meet my love? Or what should I do? You know, should I join this club or that club? And the posse of angels are saying, allow yourself to be surprised. Allow yourself to be so giddy with excitement about that childlike, abundance and feeling of playfulness and wonderment and enchantment inside of you, that you will work with those alchemical energies of magic. And then that will bring that love to you, and you will allow yourself to be surprised. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, you go and have a wonderful, blessed day. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And thank you so much for Sam. And thank you so much for that reminder that with the topic of love of self, we certainly do not have to look for love outside of ourselves because of the laws of attraction. By nourishing ourselves, as I said, and the posse of angels said beautifully, by nourishing ourselves, by nurturing our talents, our abilities, our hobbies, if you would, the things that we love doing, we create those love energies inside because we are love and we foster that. And by fostering that and feeling that giddy, playful, just fun, abundant feeling inside, those are the energies that will go out and speak the same energetic language as the universe. And then act, as I said, as a beacon to then bring to ourselves that same love. The posse of angels have often said, you cannot have that in front of you that is not the direct reflection of that which is inside of you. I mean, it just doesn't work. Those are the universal laws of attraction. So that the more after relationship breakups we can turn the mirror back on ourselves, take, if not all, some responsibility and accountability for our part in the breakdown of the relationship. If we then, you know, can do it, eat, pray, and love. If we don't have the money to then, you know, travel to far off places, we can do our own eat, pray, and love just in our own backyard. Let's go to our next caller. Sean Tara, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My question is basically, well, I also got divorced in August, and so it's been 6 months, and I'm just reorienting myself. I'm not sure what I need at this point, and wondered what the signs and messages from the angels are that I might be missing.
Okay. The first thing that they said to me loud and clear was you need, Shantara, to be kind to yourself. You need to be gentle with yourself. Please don't try to figure this out. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, you should be over this by now. Or, oh, why aren't you dating again? Or, oh, whatever their paradigm is. You need to be so sweet and kind and gentle with yourself now. Take time to do things that nurture you, that nourish your soul. You know, whether that's, I don't know, you live up in Portland, and so it's cold there. Maybe take time to throw rose petals into a bath and take long bubble baths, or, you know, or watch your favorite movies, or do things that really make you laugh and touch your soul. Those things, you know, people say, well, you know, it's a waste of time. It's not very productive, but it's healing. And when a relationship breaks up, it hurts our heart. So they're saying you need to do those things, which are going to be wonderful to heal your heart now. And the more you're kind to yourself and gentle to yourself, then the world will be more kind to you. So many times, you know, people can be cruel by saying, oh, you know, you should be over, like I said, you should be over this by now, or they seem to be authorities on that, but they really want you to be sweet and gentle with yourself. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out, which will be most helpful messages for you after this breakup. Oh, isn't that sweet? The Three of Cups came out. Do you do activities, certainly that celebrate you, but do you do activities that get together with girlfriends?
I'm just starting to. Just in the past couple of weeks, I've made new friends that feel really great.
That's what this card is speaking about. They're saying it's wonderful. This is absolutely wonderful. And they're saying that this avenue is going to create playfulness. It's going to create fun. It's going to allow the inner child within you to come out and play again. And they're just showing such fun. You having such fun with these women, and so often in life, that divine feminine emotions come through, which are supportive and loving and compassionate and empathetic. Please do continue with this as they're loving that. The next card that comes out is the Ten of Pentacles. And this is the Happy Family card. It's like you're creating a new family for yourself. A new emotional support, which is going to make you feel abundant and wonderful. And the next card after that is the Knight of Swords, which is the taking action card. Through this new emotional family that you've built for yourself, celebrating your emotions and allowing you to have fun, this is going to open up other avenues in your life for more fun to come in and not make you forget about what happened 6 months ago, but it will certainly turn your energies around and create more fun in your life and more opportunities for you to be kind and gentle to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, it has. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless you and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller, Yvonne in Ontario. Yvonne, you're on the line with Angel Healing House and Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hello,
Yvonne. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I've been better, but this is a rough time right now, so it's up and down. I guess for many of us.
Yes, I can. What is your question?
My question is about my troubled marriage and how is that. What the angel is telling me to maybe I'm something I'm missing or not seeing. I was trying to move at the location that I'm not very happy in.
Okay. All right. So the question I'm going to answer is about you moving locations. Because you're not happy there. One of the things that we have to understand when it comes to our lives is you, Yvonne, you can't expect to move to a place that you love if you don't love wherever you are. So the posse of angels are asking you to look at where you are and say, thank you, God, for giving me a roof over my head. It may not be the ideal place for me, but I'm grateful for having a place. I've done counseling work with many, many people. And once they've turned their energies around to honoring and respecting where they are, you know, this may not be my ideal place, but I'm grateful to have a home. I'm appreciative that I have shelter. When people don't like where they live, then they often lose interest in cleaning it or getting rid of clutter. And they want you to know that the new can't come in if you don't put to order where you're living now. So that's the most important thing that you have to know, that in order to move locations, you have to build up your appreciation and your gratitude to where you're living now. Let's go to the cards and see what's going to come in for you to move location-wise. Well, the first card that's coming out for you is the Six of Wands. Now, this is the victory card, and there, this is the confirmation that you really do need to appreciate and to thank God for your shelter where you are now. The more that you can do this, the more you will increase your energies, and you'll experience a better feeling. And when we feel better, then we bring in improved situations for ourselves. The next is the Six of Cups. This is the sentimental card. This is the card that that when we look on our pasts, we look on it with a nostalgic way of viewing it. You know, once again, that we're maybe a bit sentimental, but we look at the positive, where we've been, how much we've grown. Maybe it's taught you faith, tolerance, and peace. You know, to accept what you cannot change. The next card that comes out for you is also the Wheel of Fortune. By doing this, you will actually change your energies inside, and then you'll bring opportunities to change your location. So I hope that's been helpful for you today, Yvonne. I've got to go. I have one more caller to get in.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne. Take care. Bye-bye. And let's go to our fifth caller. We have Carrie from California. Carrie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. Mike, I've enjoyed your show. My question was, do the angels recommend anything for me for protection? Or is there anything I can do for protection? Any kind of protection?
Okay. The first thing that they want you to do is to know that you're always adored, cherished, loved, protected, and guided in every moment of every day. Everyone is. And the more you put your emphasis and the more you put your focus on that, the more that the light will increase around you. Every morning you could wake up, you know, and imagine yourself in a shower of light that, you know, you're taking this shower of light, it goes into your pores, and then it comes out and creates a bubble around you. The more that you focus on your words and the words you speak, the feelings in your heart and your thought, and you make them positive and optimistic and loving and kind and gentle, then the more your light energies increase inside. You become conscious of, you know, making things positive, seeing the bright side of life. Also, you can limit the time that you spent with negative people. And some of those people may be family, and it's difficult to, you know, limit time with them. But we can always limit the time with negative people, and also, see them from a higher perspective, that they are divine underneath their choices, the choices and the decisions that they make. For protection, you can carry
crystals like amethyst, you know, or turquoise, which were very prevalent in the shields of a lot of cultures, as they were, they dispelled a lot of negativity. So those are the things that you can do to really increase your light quotient inside. And a lot of the times people say, well, you know, my default is choosing something that's negative. And I often say, before you think something, before you speak something, and before you say something, these are all choices. So you say, what would the angels say? What would the angels do? What would the angels feel? And a lot of times, there might be a different action or word that you could use. Let's go to the cards with only about a few minutes left and see what comes out for our Carrie and her protection. Okay, the Seven of Pentacles. Is that card where you're looking at the glass? Sometimes it's the patience that, you know, things are not happening quick enough, things are not happening fast enough, and the way we turn that around is by being grateful and appreciative for what we have. And this immediately increases our light quotient inside. The next card that's coming out for you is the Eight of Pentacles. They want you to keep doing and working on your abilities, your skills, your talents, because they're God-given, and that's why they were seated in your soul, because you are a remarkable light being. And as long as you're doing that, then you're bringing forth what you contracted to bring forth in this life. And by doing this, you get the World card. This is the World is your oyster card. This is you'll be on that cycle of always serving yourself and then being able to serve other people. So, Carrie, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Very much. Thank you so much. Very encouraging. God bless you, and the angels always be with you.
God bless you. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Take care. And that just about wraps our show up for today. I'd like to thank all my callers, my listeners, for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to the archive show. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.